Good afternoon. No, good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday, the 12th of November. Sorry, been a long day. I've had such a laugh this morning. I've been putting bets on for the guys that can't go in shop, so we've got some accounts online. So just sitting, breaking their bets up and putting 50s, 80s, 100 quids on their horses from. And the guy who runs it is the guy who threw the bag off the train that I've told the story about, who smashed the bonnet on the guy. He's absolutely useless. I mean, few of the guys have met him up in London. He's absolutely useless. So he's been texting out the bets. He's like the main man. And then he's put, I'll be back in 10 to 15 minutes, lads. Hang on, I've lost the thread. I'll be back in 10 to 15 minutes, lads. I'm just off to cook an omelette. This guy can't cook at all. He genuinely cannot do anything. He struggles to make a cup of tea. So he's put me back in 10, 15 minutes, lads, just off to cook an omelette. His brother's come on. He's in the group as well. His brother's come on, replied to it. 10, 15 minutes, ? You having it well done. It's not a ribeye, for fuck's sake. He hasn't got a clue. 10, 15 minutes to cook an omelette. Jesus Christ. Yes, but there's a couple of Scots boys in there, and obviously it's the big old night for Scotland. Oh, flower of Scotland. They've been posting videos of that, and Hampden Park and all the jocks singing. It's been going on since about 7 o'clock this morning. They're getting themselves far too worked up. But yes, I hope you win, boys. It's Serbia, isn't it? I do hope you win. The video he sent me looks like they've dragged some sort of bloke out of Wetherspoons to sing at Hampden Park on the old Tenants. I don't know who it is. But yes, big night for the jocks. I do hope they win. I do. I mean, it won't. It's typical, isn't it, that it's in lockdown. Imagine if this game was being played when you could have fans. How many Scots would be over there enjoying themselves? They are, with the Irish, without doubt, for me, the two best football nation crowds to have. That's why you want them at tournaments. You know they're shit and can't win anything in their tin pot leagues, but they can. They do add to the party atmosphere. So hope you win, boys. Good luck. Be just typical, won't it, for you? Go and win, and then get to the Euros. You qualify for something, and nobody can go. That's if we have the Euros. What else have we got? It's the golf, isn't it? The golf. I've been thinking about the golf a lot. I think obviously with no football and coming when it has. I was winding people up on WhatsApp. I was bored last night. I did a load of work, had a couple of Zooms, and I just can't watch TV. It's just shit. I don't know how you lot do it. It's just absolute shite on. So I thought I'd annoy people on WhatsApp. Had the old Everton and Liverpool fans winding each other up. And but I got another. My best mate's Scottish. He's a big lad, big Scottish guy. I've been friends with him since kids. He's down in the West Country. Plays golf. And I was thinking of what's the best golf shot or funniest golf shot. That picture of Rahm where he's got that hole in one this week, thinning the ball across the water so it skims across the water and goes in the hole. If you Google John Rahm Masters, it'll come up. Amazing shot. So I was thinking, what's the best shot I've ever seen on a golf course? I've hit a few. Suggsy thinning his wedge into the bush at Essendon earlier this year was probably good. Seeing his little hairy arse sticking out of a bush while I'm trying to hold a birdie putt on the first. But my Scottish mate, I think, is the most I've laughed on a golf course. He tries so hard. He got down to about 9 handicap. He's about 12, 13, and was probably about 12, 13 when this happened. Absolutely loves it. Devoted to the game. Clubs get looked after better than his kids. Plays all the time. One of those absolutely mad for it. But he tries so hard. You can see the knuckles go white. He's gripping it. He's a big lad. He looks like Shrek. And he... We went to the driving range this week. One week, I'm going back quite a while, we're at the driving range hitting some balls, and he just couldn't hit it. He kept shanking it. And for those of you who don't play golf, it's when it comes out where the shaft goes into the club head, so it sort of hits the pipey bit. And the ball, if you're a right-hander, just goes straight right. And he kept doing that, and he was trying so hard, and he was getting angrier and angrier, and he was sweating. By the end of the evening, the sweat was dripping down his face and running off a nose and actually dropping in between the club and the ball where he'd worked himself up. So, and I was absolutely, I mean, I'm one of the worst people to have around there because I have no sympathy. I'm just crying, laughing. Anyway, that was like on the Tuesday. So he'd got himself worked up, gone home. So we went on the Saturday. We were playing golf. So you've done what you do, meet on the putting green. I'm taking the mickey out of him at his driving range performance. Par 5, about 490 yards from memory, down at Royal North Devon. And he stands there. And I can see he's nervous. I can see he's still got the thoughts of the driving range in his head. You can see he's gripping it so tight. He's grimacing in his face. And he swings the club so fast, it's almost gone straight up in the air, the club. Come down, it's hit the ball on top of the ball, and it has gone backwards. It's the first time I've ever seen anybody take a full swing with a driver, and he's hit it. He's drilled it into the ground. Where it's gone into the ground, it's put some backspin on it, and it's spun back about 5 yards behind him. And I was quick as a flash because I've got a quick wit sense of humour. I went, nice shot, mate, 4.95 to go. And I laughed about it for days. I just laughed about it for days. I'd never, ever seen anybody take a full swing going backwards. Probably boring the shit out of you lot, but it was funny to me. I did enjoy my golf back then. That was back in the days when I played. Have I told you I played with the Royal Family? How lucky am I, eh? Play with Prince Andrew twice. Turns out he's a paedophile. I can't even talk about it. See, that's my luck. I end up playing with the one who turns out he didn't sweat that day, to be fair. I'll be honest, he didn't sweat that day. He was dry as a bone, the boy. At speakers, you find, he was all right that day. But just my luck, he turns out to be a wrong'un. Right, what have we got today? Right, the golf I did yesterday. Poker, I've put the poker on the Telegram group. I've added a few more of you to Telegram. There's still people to go. I will get through it. I'm checking every name and checking the people in there. I make no excuse for that. I'm not going to have knob ends in there. And if you haven't got in, that doesn't mean you're a knob end. It means I probably haven't got to you. But I'm just on the lookout for certain individuals. So I've put it in there. I've put it on Twitter. So it's through PokerStars if you haven't played before with us. Good bit of fun. £11 entry. We don't normally have rebuys, but there was a rebuy option, so I've done that. So if you go out first, like Art did last time, you can buy in for £11 again. That's purely optional. Don't have to do that. So flat rate is £11. 8 o'clock tonight. You download PokerStars, and I'm told reliably by Simon that you can now play on PCs, Macs, tablets, anything. So go to the home games section. Once you've downloaded the software, you will. The club ID is 3416895, and the invitation code is FTS Income, with the FTS and I being capital. So capital F, capital T, capital S, capital I, NCOME. I then get a notice to approve you, which I will do later this evening. Don't panic, I'll do it sort of this afternoon, approve everybody. But then you must go back in once I've accepted you into our FTS club, if you like. You must go in and register for tonight's tournament, and we'll start at 8 o'clock. So those of you watching the Masters, you can sit and watch the golf, have your laptop on your thing and have a play, or get knocked out before the golf gets going anyway. There's breaks to make a cup of tea every, I think it's 20 or 25 minutes, and the top 15% get paid. And if we have a reasonable number turnout, I will put some extra prize up. But yeah, so that's PokerStars. As I say, it's all on Twitter. If you're in the Telegram group, be good to see as many of you. We have chats around the table, take the mickey out of each other. There's a few serious players, couple of hustlers. Even if you've never played before, I mean, Greg Allen had never played. He had got it up on the internet what the card hand ranks were. He had a post-it by his screen. Ended up finishing third or fourth. None of us are very good. It's not professional. I'm the champion, but that goes without saying, doesn't it? That's it. I've got to say, because I missed it yesterday, I was so annoyed at myself. I got into that Masters preview yesterday. Happy birthday to Shane Keogh. Shane was 40 yesterday. I do apologise, Shane, that I didn't do it yesterday, but happy birthday to Shane. Shane has sent me, 40 for him. Bit of a sort of life change, have a think about life moment, and going to get himself sorted out punting for the next few years. Good lad, Shane. So I do really apologise for missing that yesterday. Absolute shambles. Jayster, I know you're waiting for the stats. I'm going to leave those till next week. I've just been so busy doing these horses, and the guys are texting me now that I want to get this done so I don't make any mistakes for them putting these bets on. So I will catch the stats up when I've got a time. I think there's busy Cheltenham. They've got Cheltenham and that, so tomorrow. So I'll be doing the horses for the next couple of days for these guys. But Monday or Tuesday, when there's lesser meetings on, I'll sort the stats and things out. Do Mindset Monday, obviously, all the other bits. So enjoy the Masters. Scotland, guys, genuinely, I do hope you win tonight. I hope it all goes your way. And I'll bid you farewell. Oh, did I do the pod horses? Did I? No, I don't think I did. I'm sorry, I'm getting worse. Pod horses, 11:50 is the first one. So it's all at Sedgefield. Sedgefield, 11:50, Check My Pulse. 11:50, Heartbreak Kid. 12:20, Amati Can. 12:52, Plenty of Butty, which I found out this morning. That is a mention as well. We've had a bet on it. And then I find out, which I didn't know, in the Telegram group, an FTS member as a part owner. So good luck to Plenty of Butty for getting the financial. I hope that wins for our FTS member. 1:22 is Millie the Minx, and 3:07 Bob Marley. So Sedgefield, Check My Pulse 11:50, Heartbreak Kid 11:50, a Matty Can 12:20, 12:52 Plenty of Butty, owned by an FTS member, 1:22 Millie the Minx, and 3:07 Bob Marley. So yes, have a great day. Sorry, it's a bit rushed. So I'm trying to monitor these horses for the guys and put these bets on as well, help them out as the shops are shut. And I'll be back with you all. I'll be back with you all tomorrow.